Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rav Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
We are now Be'ezes Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Ayin Ches. Our Gemara is a continuation from the Gemara before in the bottom of Daf Ayin Ches from our base. In the Gemara we find that the Gemara makes the following drasha. From the Pasuk Acha Armayav Ba'alei Bamais Arnein. The Gemara explains that Ba'alei Bamais Arnein is referring to Gasei Haruach. And so to the Gemara goes on to say, Kiyasir of Dimi, Amar Abinus, and Kol Perish, Atzma, Midavitera, Neifel Begehenim. Now to explain Pshat in the Chimer of Gaiva, that because someone is about Gaiva, the Gemara says, Kol Adam, Shesh Begasa, Saruach, Neifel Begehenim. And to explain the connection between this that we say Kol Adam Shesh Begasa Saruach Neifo Begehenim, and this that the Gemara says Kol Perish Atzmi Deveteira Neifo Begehenim, we find that the Mefarshim explain based on Rabbeinu Yonah Shari Tshuva Shari Aleph Siman Chav Zayin. The Rabbeinu Yonah says Agayva Misaveves Kama Averis Umagveres Yitzuiva Adam Olav Ubal Agayva Nimser Biad Yitzrei. In other words, besides for the actual Avera of being a Baal Gaiva, which we find that the smag is Moina being a Baal Gaiva as a lav, based on the Pasuk of Rama Vav Chavishachachta. But there is another aspect of being a Baal Gaiva as well, that someone who is a Baal Gaiva, Gaiva is Misaveves Kama Averis, and someone who is a Baal Gaiva is Nim Serbiad Yitzrei, as Rabbeinu Yonah goes on to explain, Kein Ezer Hashem Imei Acharei Asher Utayaves Hashem. In other words, based on this, we find in the Gemara in Kedushin on the Famina of Beis that the Gemara says, Yitzrei Shaladim Eskaber Oav B'chol Yoyim Umevakesh HaMisai V'omoe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei Ein Yachalai. In other words, without the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one cannot possibly win against the Yetzer Hara. And therefore, Baal Gaiva, who is considered a Teyavas Hashem, that we say in Ezer Hashemim, Hashem does not help someone who is a Baal Gaiva, for that reason of Baal Gaiva's Nim Serbiad Yitzrei. Since again, without the Ezer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one cannot possibly win against the Yetzer Hara. And therefore, if someone is a Gas HaRuach, such a person automatically will be overcome Averos. And for that reason, our Gemara says that someone who is a Gas Ruach is Neifo Begehenim. And for that reason, one can explain as well this that our Gemara says, Kol Perish Atzmi Midavei Torah Neifo Begehenim. Our Gemara means to say that since, as we find in the Gemara Kedushin of the Famine of Abbas, that the only Eitza to fight against the Eitza Hara is the only Torah, as the Gemara says, Barasi Eitza Hara, Barasi Loi Torah Tavlin, Ve'im Atem Oizkim Batera, Ein Atem Nemisarim Biyadei, but, Im Atem Oizkim Batera, Atem Nemisarim Biyadei, for that reason, anyone who is Perish Asim Yidavei Torah automatically is Neifo Begehenim, since he is not Isek Batera Atem Nimsarim Biyadi, then he is Nimsar Biyadi Yitzahara. And for that reason, someone who is Perishatim in Atera is Mole Averis. And for that reason, we say that someone who is Perishatim in the Retera is Neifo Begehenim. That is one Mahalach with which one can explain this, our Gemara says. Kol Adam Shesh Begaso Saruach Neifo Begehenim, and this, our Gemara says, Kol Perishatim in the Retera Neifo Begehenim. Another Mahalach as far as how to explain this, our Gemara says, that a Gas HaRuach is Neifo Begehenim, and this, our Gemara says, Kol Perish Atzim Yidavei Torah Neifo Begehenim, is because the Metzias of Gan Eden is Kervas Hashem. The Metzias of Gan Eden is being close to Hashem. As we find that the Ramachal says, that Adam Oynivra Elo Lesanig Al Hashem Voi Hones Mizev Shechinosai, Shezeu HaTainug HaMiti Voidun HaGodol Mikol Hoidunim Sheichil Mimotzai. There is no greater tainug than being misanig al Hashem. The Ramchal goes on to say, "Umakem oidun hazeh beemes huayilam haba, ki aniver ba'achonem itzareches hadavar hazeh. Ukeshetistako oid bedavar tira ki hashlemos hamiti hurak hadveikos bayis barach, v'hu mashe yidavar hamelchemer v'ani kervas aleikim li'toiv. Ki rak zehu hatoiv, v'chol zuas ha'shachshivu b'nei adam hatoiv einoi ela hevel v'shav nite." And since Gan Eden is Kirvas Hashem, and the Schar of Gan Eden is this, one is able to be in the Schar of Hashem and be Nana Miziv Shechinasai, for that reason Ayom Hazah was needed in order for a person to get closer to Hashem. As Ramchal says, Achaderech Deogiyah Mechayz Chavtzeinu Zeh, Hu Zeh Ha'ilam, Fumashakasav Zechreinim Orvach Ayom Hazah Deimu Apraizer Fnei Ayom Abba. Now, as far as kirves alikim, there are certain things a person can do which are a stira to kirves alikim. And there are certain mitzvahs that without those mitzvahs one cannot possibly be niskara vel Hashem. And for that reason, our Gemara says that a gas haruach is neifel beganim, since a gas haruach is considered teyavas Hashem. As we find the Gemara in Satan Daf Hei says that someone who is a bal gaiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ein ani v'hu yechilim l'odar b'modar achas, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot possibly be nisgarif to someone who is a Baal Gaiva. For that reason, someone who is a Baal Gaiva is a direct contradiction to being close to Hashem. And without Kervas Hashem, one cannot possibly get Gan Eden, but rather he is Neifo Begehenim. And so too, the only way to become Davok in Hashem is only through Torah. As we find the Pasuk says, Va'atem hadveikim Hashem elikeichem chayim kolchem hayoim. And as we find the Gemara says, that how is a person able to be Davok in Hashem? That is only through Torah, either through learning Torah, or as the Gemara says, through being Davok to Tamidei Chachamim, that through being Davok to people that are Tamidei Chachamim, one is Davok to Torah. And therefore, since the only way that one can come to Kervas Hashem is through Torah, since through Torah one becomes Davok in Hashem, for that reason our Gemara says, Ka Pirish Atzmim Yedivei Torah Neifo Beganim. If someone takes away the only way through which one can become Davok in Hashem, automatically he cannot be Zeicha to Gan Eden, but rather he is Neifo Beganim. That is another Malach with which one can explain Pshat in our Gemara. Now let's go on to the next Sugya. Our Gemara refers to this that we learned in the Mishnah Mi'ilan Daf Yigimom and Aleph. Tanan Hasam Koroyu Mizbeach V'loyu B'dekabayis B'dekabayis V'loyu Mizbeach V'loyu Mizbeach V'loyu B'dekabayis Mo'elin Bohem Uvameh Shebesaychan Ketad Hiktish Bor Mo'yamayim Ashbeis Mo'yasevel Shoivach Mo'yayinim Sodem Mo'yasavim Ilan Nasi Peres Mo'elin Bohem Uvameh Shebesaychan Avol Hiktish Bor V'achar Kachnis Mo'yamayim Ashba v'achakach nismal zevel, shevach v'achakach nismal yoinim, Iwan v'achakach nosa peiris, soda v'achakach nismal asavim, meilin bohem, v'meilin v'meshe b'seichon. Divir Yabi Huda, Yabi Yisi Eimer ha-makdash as asada v'sa Iwan meilin bohem u'v'giduleyen, v'pnei shen gidulei hektish. Our Gemara goes on to say, Tanya m'rabi nirin divir Yehuda b'bor v'shevach v'divir Yabi Yisi v'sada v'ilan. Our Gemara explains, Hachi Kamer, Nirin Divi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Bebor Veshoivach, Shaf Rabbi Yosi, Oinecha, Kolov, Ela Besad of Ilan, Abba Bebor Veshoivach, Moidule. In other words, the entire Machoikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi is only a Machoikis. As far as Gidule Hektish are concerned, that according to Yehuda, one is not Moyo of Gidule Hektish, on the other hand, according to Rabbi Yosi, one is Moyo of Gidule Hektish. But as far as Chatzer Shal Hektish is concerned, the Koyama, one is not Moyo. If something came into Chatzer Shal Hektish. Our Gemara goes on to explain this, how we find that Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon holds that if someone was Hektish, a Barik, Va'achakach Nismali, the Loch is Mailin, Bahen, Vamesha Beseichan. That is because Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon holds Adamaktish, Dover Shalai Balaylam, and since Adamaktish, Dover Shalai Balaylam, for that reason one is Mayo, in whatever came into Bar Shal Hektish. Now before we explain Pshat and Machoikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, if one is Mayo in Gidulei Hektish or not, let us first explain this that the Gemara says, Al Koyama, Bein according to Rabbi Yehuda and Bein according to Rabbi Yosi, one is not Mayo in whatever came into Chatzer Shal Hektish. V'chaira Hektish v'kaina v'chatzer, and therefore one should be Mayo. And so too one has to understand this how we find in our Gemara that our Gemara explains Pshat in the Sheet of Rabbi Ezer Reb Shimon who holds that Ekdishon Reikonim V'achakach Nesmah when is Mayo B'Meshah B'Seichan. The Gemara explains Pshat and Rabbi Ezra Reb Shimon only because Rabbi Ezra Reb Shimon understands Rav the Makdish Dover Shaloi B'Olam. Let the Gemara explain Pshat and Rabbi Ezra Reb Shimon, this one is Mayo, is based on this that Hektish is Kainim V'Kinyin Chotzer, and therefore one is Mayo. So to explain Pshat and our Gemara, we find a number of Mahalchim in the Rishayinim. The Rashbam explains this that one is not Mayo in something that comes into Chatzer Shal Hektish is because we all women Rishos Hektish Liknes Min Rishusei Kiyad Hedyet. Dio Behedyet is Raboi Rishos Me Vimi Matze Ti Matze Biyade Avaloi Behektish. By Hektish was not as Chadish the Kinyon of Kinyon Chatzer. And since by Hekdesh she was not Nischadesh the Kenyan of Chatzar, for that reason, this Rabbi Zerub Shimon holds one is Moyal B'Meshav Esrich, and is only because Rabbi Zerub Shimon holds all the Makdesh Dover Shaloi B'Loilam. If not for this, that all the Makdesh Dover Shaloi B'Loilam, one would not be Moyal, based on the Kenyan Chatzar of Hekdesh, since Kenyan Chatzar was not Nischadesh by Hekdesh. In Tesis we find that Tesis explains Pshat and this and one is not Moyal, based on the Kenyan Chatzar of Hekdesh, is because Chatzar Mishum Yadis Raboi Voimatzinu Yad LaHekdesh. Now, here one has to understand both Pshat and the Rashbam and Tesis. There is Pshat in this that the Rashbam says, that the Chiddush of Kenyan Chatzar was not Nemar by Hekdesh. What is the difference between Hekdesh and Hedyot? The much needed special Chiddush, that a Hekdesh is Kainib a Kenyan Chatzar. Well, here if a Hedyot has Kenyan Chatzar, then why shouldn't Hekdesh have Kenyan Chatzar as well? And so to one has to understand Pshat in this that Tesis says, that Hekdesh is not a Viyad. What is Pshat in this? That Hekdesh is not a Viyad. So to explain Pshat and Tesis, we find the Rav Shach in Perches Mehilchos Niskimam and explains. This, that Tesis says, that Hekdesh is not a Viyad, is because Hekdesh ain't by Dine Momen. And since Hekdesh is not a Dine Momen, for that reason, Hekdesh does not have a Yad. That is how Rav Shach explains Pshat in the Shita of Tesis. But Uchir in the Rashbam one sees that the Rashbam understands this, that a Chatzar Shel Hekdesh is not Kainu with a different Mahalach. And the Rashbam explains that really Hekdesh could also have had a Yad. Just it happens to be that the Chiddush of Himatzi Timatzi Biyodeth was Mechadesh a Chatzar is Kainu is only Nischadesh by a Hedyot and not by Hekdesh. And for whatever reason, one needs a special Chiddush that a Chatzar Shel Hekdesh has the ability to be Kaina. So again, one has to understand Pshat in the Rashbam, what is Pshat in this that the Rashbam says. That a Chatzar Shel Hekdesh is not Kaina, since the Pasuk of Yimatzei Timatzei Biyadi was said by a Hedyot. What is the difference between Hekdesh and Hedyot for us to say that one needs a special Pasuk to Mechadesh, that a Chatzar Shel Hekdesh is Kaina? So before we explain Pshat in the Rashbam, I would like to mention another mahalach that we find in the Rishonim as far as how to explain this, that one is not Moyal B'Mesh HaBesaychan, and this, that according to Rabbi Shimon, one is Moyal B'Mesh HaBesaychan, is only based on this that we say, the Makdish Dover Shaloi B'Loilam. In the Ramban and Ran, we find that the Ramban and Ran explain this, that one is not Moyal B'Mesh HaBesaychan, is because even though a Chatzar Shel Hekdesh is Kaina, but still ain me'ila bizchiyasa. Ezran explains the Ramayda Kaddish me'ila leika me'ila. As long as the Kedusha came in me'ila, there is no me'ila. And for that reason, the Ramban and Ran go on to say this, that according to Rabbi Yisi, ain me'ila begidulin. Even though the Gidulin Hekdesh belonged to Hekdesh, but still this, that ain me'ila begidulin, is because one is not me'ila in something that is niskadesh me'ila. This that we find, that both the Rashbam and Tesis have to explain. This, that one is not Moyal B'Mesh HaBesaychan, is because Hekdesh does not have a Kenyan Chatzar, and the Rashbam and Tesis do not explain. This, that one is not Moyal B'Mesh HaBesaychan, is because even if Hekdesh has a Kenyan Chatzar, but in order to be Moyal, one is not Moyal in something that the Kedusha came in Mela, which is a clear of the Mahalach in this, that one is not Moyal B'Gidulin according to Rabbi Yisi. We find that Bachanan Kovitrim explains that the Hechech of the Rashbam and Tesis to be Chilek on the Ramban and the Ran is because the Rashbam and Tesis understand that according to Yehuda holds Mayel and Megiduin, that Yehuda is Chilek on this Yisaid, and Yehuda holds one is Mayel even as far as something that the Kedusha came in Mela. And since according to Yehuda one is Mayel even in something that the Kedusha came in Mela, so too according to Yehuda one should be Mayel. If Hekdesh will be Kainu B'Kenyan Chatzar, and now one has something that was Niskadesh, even though the Kedusha came in Mela, but still according to Yehuda, just like one is Moyal B'Gidulin, so too one should be Moyal, in whatever was Nikne to Hekdesh B'Kenyan Chatzar. And for that reason, the Rashbam and Tesis have to explain this, that Kuyama one is not Moyal B'Mesh HaBesaychan, is because Hekdesh does not have a Kenyan Chatzar. Had Hekdesh had a Kenyan Chatzar, according to Yehuda, one would be Moyal B'Mesh HaBesaychan. That is how Rabbi Chanan explains the Hechech of the Rashbam and Tesis. But now one has to understand, if so according to the Ramban, how are we to understand this one is not Moyal B'Mesh HaBesaychan according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds one is Moyal in Gidulin? So to explain Pshat In Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Sheet of the Ramban, we find that the Ramban and other Yishayim explain as follows, that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to this Yisayid, that in order to mail one is not mail in something, that its Kedusha came in Mela. This Rabbi Yehuda holds, the one is mail begidulin, is because as far as the Kedusha of Gidulin, it is not considered that the Kedusha of Gidulin came in Mela. But rather, since it is Mehektesh Karabu, and it is Mehektesh Karabu of a Hektesh whose Kedusha did not come in Mela, for that reason one is mail in the Gidulin according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So in other words, according to the Shita of Rabbi Chanan, we have a machoikes between the Rashbam and Taisus and the Ramban and Ran. If we can consider the Kedusha of Gidulin as if the Gidulim have Kedusha, which is not Kedusha de Memela. According to the Rashbam and Taisus, the Kedusha of the Gidulim is considered Kedusha de Memela, and for that reason the Rashbam and Taisus proved from the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Mayel on the Gidulim, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, one is Mayel even as far as something which its Kedusha is Kedusha de Memela. On the other hand, the Ramban and Ran understand this, Rabbi Yehuda holds Mayel on the Gidulim, is because Rabbi Yehuda understands that the Kedusha of Gidulim is not Kedusha de Ramela. And so too we find, according to Ramban and Ran, that there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yasi, as far as how to look at the Kedusha of the Gidulim. Is the Kedusha of the Gidulim considered Kedusha de Ramela or not? Rabbi Yasi understands that the Kedusha of Gidulim is considered Kedusha de Ramela, and for that reason Rabbi Yasi says one is not Mayo of the Gidulim. So to explain Pshat and the machlekes between the Rashbam, Tosfos, and the Ramban and Ran, and so too to explain, according to Ramban and Ran, the Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yasi Ocher, the Machlekes is dependent upon a fundamental shaila as far as how to understand this, that one is Zeich and Gidulim. One can understand this, one is Zeich and Gidulim, with one of two Mahalchim. Either one can explain this, one is Zeich and Gidulim, because we consider the Gidulim as part of the Karka, and therefore just like he owns the Karka, so too he owns the Gidulei Karka, which are considered part and parcel of the Karka. Or we can say that even though the Gidulim are not considered part and parcel of the Karka, this that he is Zeich in the Gidulim is based on a new Zchus that a Baal Karka has, and a Baal Karka has a Zchus of Arei Ashpach, and he has a Zchus to be Zeich in whatever is Neskadal from his Karka. But we do not consider that whatever grows from his karka is a chilak of his karka. This is ocher the basis of the machlekes between the Rashbam, Tosfos, and the Ramban and Ran. And so too, according to Ramban and Ran, the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yasi. According to Ramban and Ran, Rabbi Yehuda understands this one is zeich and gidulim is because we consider gidulim as if the gidulim themselves are part and parcel of the karka. And for that reason, one is Zeich in the Gidulei Karka, since they are considered part of the Karka. And just like he owns the Karka, so too he owns the Gidulei Karka, which are considered a chelak of the Karka. And so too by Hektish, the Gidulim are considered part of the Hektish whose Kedusha is not Kedusha de Mela. And therefore, so too the Gidulim are considered as if their Kedusha is not Kedusha de Mela. Since again, now they are considered part of something which has Kedusha, which is not Kedusha de Memela. And for that reason, according to Rabbi Yehuda, one is Mayel and Gidulin. This Rabbi Yasi argues, and this that according to Rabbi Chanan's Mahalach and the Shita, the Rashbam and Tosfos, everyone agrees that the Kedusha of Gidulim is not Kedusha de Memela, is because they understand that this Chia and Gidulim is not because we consider the Gidulim as part and parcel of whatever was Neskado from, but rather this Chia and Gidulim is because there is a Nuzchos, that whoever owns the Guf has a right to the Peres and has a right to whatever grows from the Guf. And since it is a Nuzchos, for that reason, even though Hektish will be Zeiche in the Gidulim, but still the Kedusha of those Gidulim will be considered a Kedusha de Remela and not a Kedusha which is not a Kedusha de Remela. That is ocher the basis of this machlekes. So again, the Ramban and Ran understand this one is not mayel b'mesha b'seichin is not because Hektish does not have a kinyan chatzer, but rather even if Hektish would have a kinyan chatzer, but so in order to be mayel one needs a kedusha which is not a kedusha d'meila. One is not mayel in a kedusha d'meila. The Ktzeis Achreishin and Simin Reish of Katan Aleph, we find that the Ktzeis asks the following kasha. The Ktzeis asks on this how we find in the Ran in Adarim, that the Ran in Adarim says that if a person is Zeich in whatever is in his Daud Amis for Hektish, if someone uses that object that was Huktash with one Daud Amis, one is Mayo. The Ksaisa Chayshan asks, according to the Shita, the Ramban and Ran, one should not be Mayo. To answer this kash, we find that the Achronim say as follows, that as far as Iran and Adarim is concerned, that Kedusha is not considered Kedusha Dermela, but rather that Kedusha is considered Kedusha that came through a person, since it was a person who was Zeicha for Hektish with his Daud Amis. And therefore that Kedusha is not Kedusha Dermela, but rather that Kedusha came through the action of a person. And even though he was not actually Maktish, that object, but still, in order to Mayel according to Ramban and the Ran, one does not need to actually be Maktish, the object, but rather all one needs is this, that the Kedusha did not come in Mela, but rather the Kedusha came through a person. In the Rashba and the Ritva on the other end, we find that the Rashba and the Ritva explain this, that a Mela in Bamesha B'Seichon, even though Hektish has a King of Chatzar, is because in order to Mela, one needs Kedushas Piv. And only with Kedushas Piv will there be Me'ila. Without Kedushas Piv, there will not be Me'ila. In other words, from the Rashba and the Ritva, one sees that even if the Kedusha came through a person, but as long as the Kedusha is not Kedusha, there was an Eskadish through the piv of a person, that itself is a reason why there should not be Me'ila. In order to have Me'ila, one needs that the Kedusha came through the deep of a person, that the person said, Hareza Hektish. That is the Shita of the Rashba and the Ritva. And according to the Rashba and the Ritva, in the case of the Ran and Adarim, that the person was makne to Hektish with his Daud Amis, since there was no Kedushas Piv, that itself will be a reason that there should not be Me'ila, even though the Kedusha came through the action of a person. So again, as we mentioned, the Rishonim explained this, that according to Rabbeisi, one is not Me'ila B'Giduin, is because even though Hektish is Zeicha B'Giduin, but still in order to be Me'ila, one is not Me'ila in something which its Kedusha came in Me'ila, therefore by Giduin, that the Kedusha of the Giduim came in Me'ila, for that reason one is not Me'ila. This how we find in the Rishonim, that even as far as something that belongs to Hektish, but still one is not Me'ila, so to Ocher one sees in the Rambam, in Hochs Me'ila Perakeo Chavav, that the Rambam says, by Bar V'Shoi V'Achsh Nesmali, Achar She Hektish Ein Me'ilin, V'chin Azevo V'Aperah She B'Chatzer Hektish Ein Nenev Oy Me'ilin, U'Mayas U'Bahen Yimachru V'Yipu D'Meinu Lishka. From this, the Rambam says, "Mayasu ben yimachu v'yipu d'meinu lishka." Here, from there, one sees that it belongs to Hektish, and still one is not mayo. Here, this that one is not mayo is because in order to mayo, either one needs that the kedusha should not be kedusha d'meila, or as he mentioned before, b'shem the Rashba and the Ritva, in order to mayo, one needs kedushas piv. But here, one has to understand, as we know, Reb Chaim is miyasid, that meila is dependent upon stealing from Hektish. And Me'ila is not just a regular Isra'na, but rather Me'ila is an Isra Gezela. If so, as long as one is stealing from Hektish, one should be Mayel, and even though one does not have Kedusha's Piv, and the Kedusha can be considered Kedusha D'Me'ila, but still one should be Mayel, since one is stealing from Hektish. So to explain Pshat and these Rishonim according to Reb Chaim, one has to say, this Reb Chaim says, that Me'ila is Gezeila, Reb Chaim does not mean to say that the Isra of Me'ila is an Isra of stealing from Hektish, but rather Reb Chaim means to say that the way one is Me'il is through doing something which is considered a Gezeila, but the Isra is an Isra Me'ila and Hektish. Just the way one is Me'il and Hektish is by doing something which is considered a Gezeila. And for that reason, even though one is stealing from Hektish, but still one will not be Me'il, as long as the Kedusha is not the type of Kedusha which is Shayech Me'ila. In the Rashbam, the Ramaskhay Me'ilan Bamesha B'Seichon, according to Hargiris and the Rashbam, and so to Reb Shimon in Shari Yashar, Shar Gimel, Perich of Gimel, is Medayik in Taisis Noma Beis. And so to we find in the Menachas Baruch and Simon Lamed, this, that Rabbi Yossi holds a Me'ila B'Giduin is not because we say that even though Hektish owns a Giduin, but so in order to Me'il one needs a certain type of Kedusha. But rather this, Rabbi Yossi holds a Me'ila B'Giduin is because Hektish does not own the Giduin, and the Giduin do not belong to Hektish. Okay, one has to understand Pshat and Neshita. How can we say that the Giduin do not belong to Hektish? Why is it different than any Giduin that grow in someone's field, that the Giduin belong to the Baal HaSodeh, and the Gidui Ilan belong to the Baal HaIlan? And so too by Hektish we should say that the Gidui Hektish belong to Hektish. So to explain Pshat and the Shita, one can explain Pshat and the Shita with one of two Mahachim. Either one can explain based on this what we find. The following Chiddush and Chidusha Grama Levi in Hochas Me'ua, who is mitzaded the following tzad, that in order to be considered hektish, one cannot have anything be considered hektish without a chalais din. In other words, as we find in our Gemara, there is halacha of kodshe mizbeach, then there is halacha of kodshe bedek abayis, then there is kedusha stamim, but all three kedushas have their din. Kodshe mizbeach, its din is that the guf, whatever was niskadish, should be used l'gavaya. Kodshe bedek abayis is this, that the guf, whatever was niskadish, should be used l'bedek abayis, and then there is kedusha stamim, that the din is that its stamim should be used either l'mizbeach or l'bedek abayis. But all these three kedushas have a din. They have a din to be used by hektish for a specific purpose. And therefore, Moshe goes on to have the following tzad, that one cannot have kedusha without a din. And so too one can say, this is considered mamayne shel hektish, is only if it is a moment of hektish that has a din to be used by hektish. Hektish does not owe money if the money does not have a din to be used by hektish. And therefore one can say that in order to have a chalais din, one needs that the person himself should be makdish it. Without the person's own hektish, it does not have any din. And therefore without a din, we will say that it does not even belong to hektish. And for that reason, according to Rabbi Yisi, we hold the Meilin b'Gidulin. According to Rabbi Yisi, the Gidulim do not even belong to hektish. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the sheet of Rabbi Yisi according to this mahalach. Another mahalach as far as how to explain pshat in the sheet of Rabbi Yisi according to this mahalach is by saying that even if we are to say like the maskana of Ramesha, as Ramesha proves from the Rambam in Perek Gimel Milchas Mila Lach Yebeis, that one can have Kedusha, and one can have Mamayne Shal Hektish even without any dinim, but still in order to have Mamayne Shal Hektish, one needs Kedusha as well. Without Kedusha, one will not have Mamayne Shal Hektish. And therefore, even though as far as Gidulim are concerned, Hektish should own the Gidulim, but as long as the Gidulim do not have Kedusha, then Hektish cannot own those Gidulim. And therefore, since there is no reason that the Gidulim should be Niskadish, since being owned by Hektish itself is not a reason that there should be Kedusha, for that reason one does not have the mumminess of Hektish either. And for that reason, by Gidulim Hektish, we will say that Hektish does not own the Gidulim. That is another mahalach that we find in the Archeinim as far as how to explain pshat in the Shita, that according to Rabbi Yisi, Hektish does not own the Gidulim. But again, this is only if we are to understand this when a Zeich and Gidulim is not because we consider the Gidulim as part and parcel of the object from which they grew from, but rather this when a Zeich and Gidulim is only because he has a nuzchus to be Zeicha in whatever is Niskadal from whatever he owns. But if we are to understand that the Gidulim are considered part and parcel of whatever they were Niskadal from, then one will not have either of the chesroinus that we mentioned before. And therefore one can explain this, that according to Behuda, one is moyo b'Gidulim, is not because the Behuda argues on any of these two hanachas that we mentioned before, but rather this, the Behuda holds one is moyo b'Gidulim, is because the Behuda understands that the Gidulim are considered part and parcel of the Ilan, which is not like the Mahalach Rabbi Chanan that we mentioned before, B'shitas HaRashbam V'Taisvis. Based on this, one can go back and explain this that we mentioned before, B'shem the Rashbam V'Taisvis, that the Rashbam explains this, that both according to Behuda and Rabbi Yisi, one is not Moel B'Meshe B'Seichan. The Rashbam explains this one is not Moel B'Meshe B'Seichan is because the Chiddush of Chatzar is not Nemar by Hektish, but rather the Chiddush of Chatzar is only Nemar by a Hedyot, and the pasuk of Mimatzi Timatzi Biyadi was only said by a Hedyot. And for that reason, the Chatzar shall Hektish is not Kaina. Tesis, on the other hand, explains this, that Hektish does not have Chatzar is because Hektish does not have a Yad. V'chir, one can explain Pshat in the Shita of the Rashbam by saying this, that the Rashbam understands, that one needs a special Chiddush Yimachadish, a Kinyan Chatzar by Hektish, is because since Hektish is dependent upon Kedusha, for that reason, if not for a special chiddush, that there is a parasha of chatzar by hektish, one will not have a kinyan chatzar. Since all kinyan chatzar can do is accomplish this, that whatever is in the chatzar belongs to the baal ha-chatzar. But that itself will not be a reason that whatever is in the chatzar shall hektish will become niskadish. And for that reason, the Rashbam explains that we will say, ein chatzar lehektish. This, that Tosfos explains, the chater shall hektish is not kind of because they niadu hektish. Okay, one can explain pshat and tesvis based on the first mahalach that we mentioned before, as far as how to explain this, that according to Abisi, ein me'ila v'gidulin, that the moment of hektish is not a regular moment, but rather the moment of hektish is dependent upon this, that it has a din to be used by hektish. And since the moment of hektish is not regular moment, for that reason we will say, ein yad lehektish. To have a teres yad, one needs that the yad should be considered completely belonging to the bialim. For example, by every chatzar belongs completely to the bialim, and for that reason it is considered the yad of the bialim. But as far as hektish, at the moment of hektish, is only the moment of hektish as far as this, that has a din to be used by hektish. For that reason, we will say that the chatzar of hektish is not considered the yad of hektish, and for that reason, we will say ein chatzar lehektish. In the Rashbam, we find that the Rashbam explains this. Rabbi says, "Nirin divrei Yehuda bebar v'shevach v'divrei Rabbi Yisi besade v'ilan." Kamash mon Rabbi de bebar v'shevach meidi doy olim rishas hektish liknis min rishus ekiad hedyet. In the Marsha, we find that the Marsha asks the following kasha. The Marsha asks, why in the Rashbam and Tesis explain this, that Kuyame Melin Bamesha Besichan, is because we say Ein Adam Makdish Dover Shaloi Baloilam. The Marsha answers this kasha by saying that the reason why the Rashbam and Tesis found it necessary to explain Pshat and Rebbe by saying the Rebbe holds Ein Hektish Kainim Kinyan Chotzer is because Rebbe holds in Kiddushin and Parakaimir that the Makne Dover Shaloi Baloilam. And since Rabbi holds on the Makna Dover Shaloi Baloilam, for that reason, this, the Moyalin B'Mesha B'Seichin, can only be explained by saying that a Hektish does not have a Kinyan Chatzar. As we find that Chreinim ask the following Tmiya on the Marsha. Even if we are to say that according to Rabbi, Eino the Makdish Dover Shaloi Baloilam, but still, how would that be enough to explain this, the Moyalin B'Mesha B'Seichin? What happened to Kinyan Chatzar? And based on Kinyan Chatzar, there should be Mi'ilah. And for that reason, the Rashbam and Tesis have to explain this, a Melon B'Mesha B'Seichin, is only because Hektish is not Kainim V'Kinyan Chatzar. That is a Tmiya that the Achreinim ask on the Marsha. So to explain Pshat in the Marsha, one has to say as follows, that the Marsha understands that based on Kinyan Chatzar by itself, there will not be Me'ilah. Since in order to have Me'ilah, either one needs that the Kedusha is not Kedusha HaBamimela. As you mentioned before, B'Shem, the Ramban and the Ran, where in order to Yomai one needs Kedusha Abba Alidei Piv, like we mentioned before, B'Shem, the Rashba, and the Ritva. And therefore the fact that there is a Kinyan Chatzar by Hektish itself will not be a reason to Yomai. And in order to Yomai one needs Adam Makdish Dover Shaloi Baloilam. When someone is Makdish Abar, his intention is not only to Makdish Abar, but his intention is to Makdish Abar and whatever comes into the bar at a later date. And therefore, if we are to say Adam Makdish Dover Shaloi Baloilam, one has a Kedushas Piv, and the Kedusha is not Kedusha B'Memela. And for the reason the Marsha asks, that why can't the Rashbam and Tesis both say this, that Emelon B'Mesha B'Seichon, is because Rebbe holds Ein Adam Makdish Dover Shaloi Baloilam, and therefore the entire Kedusha is a Kedusha D'Memela, and the entire Kedusha is not a Kedusha that came through Piv. For that reason, the Marsha has to answer that the Kedusha is not a Kedusha D'Memela, and the Kedusha is a Kedusha Baloi De Piv, since Rebbe Shit is on the Makdish Dover Shaloi Baloilam. For that reason, the Rashbam and Tesis both have to explain that even though Rebbe Shit is on the Makdish Dover Shaloi Baloilam, but still, since Hektish is not Kainim B'Kinyan Chatzar, for that reason, one is not Mayo. Now, one can ask the following to me on the Marsha. If Adam Makdish Dover Shaloi Baloilam is a reason that whatever comes into the bar should be Niskadish, and for that reason the Kedusha of whatever comes into the bar is not considered Kedusha B'Memela, even if we are to say that Hektish is not Kaina B'Kinyan Chatzar, but still he was Makdish whatever came into his bar. So before we explain Pshat in the Marsha, I'd like to be Makdim with this, how we find in Tesis on a Mabes, that Tesis asks the following Kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara explains that the machlokes between Tanakama and Abezer Reb Shimon, if one is Moyo B'Mesha B'Seichon, is dependent if we are to say Adam Makdish Dover Shaloi Baloilam or not. Abezer Reb Shimon holds Adam Makne Dover Shaloi Baloilam. On this, our Gemara asks, Emer de Shamasayur American Peristako Davidi da Asu, Hani mi yemer daasu, am rava mashkachas ab mayim ha boim derech ha tseru abor, fi yoinim ha boim derech shoiv chilo shoivach. Tesis asks the following tmiya. Tesis asks, even if it is avidu daasu, but still a kati tikshi lai heach ha mayim va yoinim kadeish ma fi odam makdish dover shoiv al oilam, shemi koyach ha tseru shal hektish einam kadeishim, dein chotzer le hektish, umi koyach masha makdish nami einam kadeishim, the heach yochol hakdish dover shalayilam wa yavay bershuse wa yizka by loilam. Tesis answers his kasha by saying venira luri. The hachi perushim yemer da also rishuse shizka byin. The vaday wa yavoyu wa ilam rishuse. Vamay mailin ba mesha besaychan. Vaway in koyach biyadi lakdishan kivan choybo rishuse. Umeshani pe bon derech at seri lo bar vaderech shoiv chila shoivach. Shezeicha ben tchila. Vafichach ish koyach biyadi lakdishan. Tesis goes on to say, Virash papirish, the avidi da asu nicha de matzi lakdishan, de matzino a farish gigun chehiktish bar vashoivach amanash isha koyach ve bar vashoivach, wiskais pemayim uviyoinim utsoyach hektish. In the Ktsois, we find the following to me on Tesis. According to the second teretz of Tesis, what does this have to do with Adam Akdish, Dover, Shaloibo, Lailam? If he's being zeichen as chotzer for hektish, and he was Meshayah for himself as chos to be zeichen the chotzer for hektish, then the hektish has absolutely nothing to do with this that he's being makdish it now, and therefore should have nothing to do with Adam Akdish, Dover, Shaloibo, Lailam. That is a kasha that the Ktsois asks on Tesis. To answer this kasha, we find that the Ktsois explains Pshat and Tesis as follows. This, that according to the Shita of Tesis, it is dependent upon all the makna dover shoy b'olam, is because in chotzer mishum shlichos es raboi, and he is making the chotzer into a shliach lehektish. Even as far as shlichos, there is a halacha that a person cannot be memane a shliach b'dover shoy b'olam. Therefore, how can he make his chotzer a shliach l'dover shoy b'olam? And as far as making one's chotzer a shliach l'dover shoy b'olam, that is dependent upon the machoikes, if on the makna dover shaloi bolo ilam or not. In Abachanan and Kavachurim, we find that Abachanan asks the following tmiya on the Ktsais. Even though as far as shlichus is concerned, there is a halacha that one cannot be a mana shliach l'dover shaloi bolo ilam. But as far as chotzer, the shlichus of chotzer is a shlichus without a minoy. And this, that someone has a right to be zichin as chotzer with someone else, is only at the time of zchia. He cannot possibly make the chotzer into someone else's shliach, but rather the chater is his shliach to be zeicha for someone else. And therefore, again, one has to understand, according to the second teretz of Tesis, why is it dependent upon other makdish and makna dover shaloi b'olam? B'chir, this shliach is entirely taking place at a later date. So to explain pshat and Tesis, one can explain pshat and Tesis with the following chiddush, that as far as hektish is concerned, and as far as the kedusha of hektish, there is no problem with this that wa'ilam wa yavay hadavar wa rishusev wa yizka by wa'ilam, as Tesis asks. Since as far as Kedusha, a person has the ability to yimeichel chalais Kedusha, even on something sha wa'ilam wa yavay hadavar wa rishusev, this that Tesis asks, that how can he be makdish if wa'ilam wa yavay hadavar wa rishusev, is because as far as hektish is concerned, being able to yimeichel chalais Kedusha is not enough, if one does not have the ability to actually be makna the object lehektish, and make the object into mamayne shel hektish. Without the object being considered mamayne shel hektish, the object cannot possibly have kedusha. And for that reason we find that a person cannot be makdish a dover shel hefker. Even though as far as chalais kedusha, as far as being meicha chalais kedusha, one should be able to meicha chalais kedusha on a dover shel hefker, as we find in the Rosh Hashanah of Metzia. But again, as far as Kedusha is concerned, one cannot have Kedusha without actually belonging to Hektish. And as long as one cannot make a Chavsa Shal Hefker belonging to Hektish, since it does not belong to him, for that reason, so too one will not have a Chalos Kedusha. And for that reason, Tesis asks, how can we Maktish if we Yizke by La'ilam? For that reason, Tesis answers that as far as the Kinyan Moment is concerned, he was Meshayer in the Bar V'Shoivach Amunah Shei Shoi Koyach HaBar V'Shoivach Lizkeis B'mayim Uviyoinim Atzerech Hektish. And therefore the Mayim and the Yoinim belong to Hektish. And once the Mayim and the Yoinim belong to Hektish, now he has the ability to Meichel Chos Kedusha with the Kedusha's Piv that he was Maktish from before. And for that reason, even though he has a chias mamon, and this chias mamon is taking place at the time that the mayim and the yoinim come into the bar v'shoivach, but as far as kedushas piv, one needs adam makdish davar shaloi b'loilam. But now one has to understand if he's being zeicha in the mayim and the yoinim for hektish, who needs the kedushas piv and who needs adam makdish davar shaloi b'loilam? So here to explain pshat and tesis, one can say that even though he's being zeicha for hektish, but in order to humil the fact that he's being zeicha for hektish, that itself is not considered kedushas piv, and for me'ila one needs kedushas piv. And since for me'ila one needs kedushas piv, for that reason, if not for this, or the makdish davar shabalaylam, all one has is a kedusha that did not come through piv. And for that reason, we need all the makdish davar shabalaylam, and for that reason, Tanakamu holds, ain't all the makdish davar shabalaylam, holds one is not mayo b'mesh b'seichan. That is a chira, and one can answer the Ktesis Kash and explain Pshat and Tesis. Based on this, one can go back and explain Pshat in the Marsha that we mentioned before as follows. This, that according to the Marsha, one needs all the makdish davar shabalaylam, and one needs kinyan chater in order to mayo, is as we mentioned before, since kinyan chater is not enough for me'ila, but rather for me'ila one needs kedushas piv. And therefore one needs Adam Makdish Davar Shaloi B'Loilam as well. But even if we are to say Adam Makdish Davar Shaloi B'Loilam, but where is the Kinyan? And in order to have Kedusha, one needs Kinyan. For that reason one needs that the Chater Shal Hektish be Kaino Hektish. And for that reason the Rosh Pamentesis explained that since Hektish does not have a Kinyan Chater, for that reason one is not Mayo. Since again without a Kinyan Chater, one does not have any Kedusha. That is a Chira, how one can explain Pshat in the Marsha B'Shitas HaRashbam V'Tesis. Now let's go on to the next sugya. In our Gemara we find that our Gemara says, this Rameh holds on the Makna Dover Shoei B'Leilam is only compares Deko Davidi Da'asu. Tesis asks the following kasha. What is the Makar? The Rameh holds on the Makna Dover Shoei B'Leilam. The Makar is from this that we learned in Kiddushin. Ha'imer li'isha re'at mekudeshes li'wa achar shesh tachrer. The Rameh says the halach is that the isha is mekudeshes. L'chayra, the case of Rameh is a case of Voya Avidi Da'asu, since mi'edea Dishachrenu Rabbi. Tesis answers with Shema Rashbam that the Mishnah over there is referring to a case of Tichay Rabbi or Shachrei. That is the first teretz of Tesis. Tesis brings down the second teretz with Shema the Rivan. That over there we are talking about a case of Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chayin. And therefore again, it is Avidi de Asi that he is Asid or Shachrei. Tesis brings down another Mahalach with Shema Rabbi Eliezer Mefuira, who says the kivan shagof ba'ilam alasheni roi l'kinyan k'makohana chashav k'mayavidi da'asu. Now to explain pshat l'machoykes between the terutz and Tesis, if as far as something which the gof is ba'ilam, if one has the chsarn of avidi da'asu or not, well here one can explain the machoykes based on this how we find in Reb Chaim, in Shuri Reb Chaim, above Metzia and Daf Tesayin. The Reb Chaim explains there are two types of davar shaloi ba'ilams. First of all, there is a davar shaloi ba'ilam, which is not ba'ilam kwal. And in such a thing, according to the Mandamari, eino de makne davar shaloi ba'ilam, one cannot do any kinyan whatsoever on an object which is not ba'ilam at all. And then there is another type of a davar shaloi ba'ilam as far as something which is ba'ilam. But it happens to be that at this point of time, the kinyan cannot be chal. As far as such a davar shaloi ba'ilam is concerned, the B'chaim explains that the entire chesaron of davar shabalayim is this, that he is not seimech das, one is missing smichas das. And therefore, if we can find an eitzah to take care of the problem of smichas das, and we can make sure that there is a smichas das, then even according to Mandamar, who holds eino de makna davar shabalayim, one will have the ability to be kaina such a way balayim. But again, this that smichas das will help will only be as far as such a davar shabalayim. But as far as something which is not ba'ilam kval, then even if we will have smichas das, but still there is no way to be kaina such an object, it is not ba'ilam at all. That is as far as the mandamer who holds eino de makne davar shaloi ba'ilam. But as far as the mandamer holds all the makne davar shaloi ba'ilam, and the mandamer holds all the makne davar shaloi ba'ilam holds that even as far as something which is not ba'ilam kval, but still there is halacha of the makna davar shaloi ba'ilam. But still our Gemara says that one needs avidi da'asu. Now one has to know this, that one needs avidi da'asu. Is it because we say that only if it is avidu da'asu do we consider as if it is ba'ulam? Is that the pshat in the tnai of avidu da'asu according to the sheet of our mayor, who holds on the makna davar shoy ba'ulam? Or do we understand this, that one needs avidu da'asu, is not because one needs avidu da'asu in order to be considered as if it is ba'ulam, but rather one needs avidu da'asu to take care of the problem of smichas da'as? In other words, according to Rameyer, we do not care if the object is not ba'ulam, as long as there is smichas da'as, and therefore one needs avidu da'asu in order to be considered as if one has smichas da'as. Without avidu da'asu, then there is a chisaron of smichas da'as. That is how the Mepharshim explained the two Mahalchim and Taisis. Taisis in his first two Terutzim, who explains our Meir Kanushin is talking about a case of Avidi Da'asu, is because Taisis understands this, that according to Meir one needs Avidi Da'asu, is in order to have Smichos Da'as. Without Avidi Da'asu, one is missing Smichos Da'as. And therefore, even though as far as the Mishnah and Kedushin is concerned, the guf is ba'ilam, but the fact that the guf is ba'ilam will not help if there is no smichas das. According to Meir, one needs avidu da'asu to ensure that one has smichas das. This, at Taisus in his third teretz, understands that as long as the guf is ba'ilam, one does not need avidu da'asu, is because Taisus in his third teretz understands this, that according to Meir, one needs avidu da'asu, is in order to be considered as if it is already ba'ilam. One does not need avidu da'asu to ensure smichas das, but rather the entire halacha of avidu da'asu is only in order to be considered as if it is already ba'ilam, and therefore as far as something that the actual guf is ba'ilam, then there is no longer any chesaron, and even as far as something which is not avidu da'asu, according to Meir, we will say adam makna davar shaloi ba'ilam. That's how the Mepharshim explained pshat in the two Mahalchim of Taisus.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.